Blog Talk Radio.
Couple thoughts within my thoughts. Hatred for the hate and been 100 from the start. Clock steady ticking, flavor flame with the clock. So many roads here, I'm just trying to find my part. Got a vent, the air tight, it's definite. Black pit, brown shit, my friends in them. She say she trusts me, she really insecure. Me too, I guess we both unsure. Sometimes I wanna blow up, cause when it's showtime, these niggas never show up. Middle fingers and the smirks when I roll up, cause when the opportunity came, you know I stood up. I'm mastering my degree. If I come off rude, please pardon me. I'm just done with feeling unappreciated. Getting straight to the point, no abbreviations. Promise ma, I'ma get it. 100 mil, that's my mission. Work ain't no wishing. I swear to God that I'm going on anything in my way. And I'm driving hard till my day, no discussion or a debate. Take notice, I'm young but killing the oldest. My heart hang with the coldest. Just plant bombs, no lotus. New J's, the latest, the great. Rocking the greatest, perfect my craft for patience. Opportunity, take it, cuz that's what kill your haters. They hate to see you make it. They doubt me now, but watch how they say that they knew I make it. I'm cooling with the singers, I'm looking at the singers. I'm waving at the locals, shaking hands with moguls. And to that young nigga in the hood, yeah, I see you. Hold on, cause them better days coming to you. And to that girl with that man that don't really love you, drop that nigga, man, a better one waiting for you. I do this for my dogs that ain't make it here. So my fam and my niggas gotta keep them near. Get it by any means, loyal to my team. That's the way it gotta be. Hating on my flow, well, I'ma let you know. I observe everything like I'm sitting in the back row. Yeah, I'm trying to make it to the front. Do everything extreme, but I never stunt. I know you don't get it, but I promise this, very soon you gon' listen. Like I'm briefing missions to do well, I'm wishing. Through these rhymes you gon' feel my ambition. My own niggas hate and been that way since I started that day. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to fear, but all my doubters shook, cause my time is near. I'ma come with a bang, yeah, staying in my lane, no. Eyes on the prize like I'm trying to win a ring, ho. Back to the block, them niggas sitting on the same mo. But I had dreams like laying in the Lambo.
Had dreams like a Lambo.
Like laying in the Lambo.
Like laying in the Lambo. But I had dreams like the Lambo.
This part of my fam gon' hate me right here, cause they probably thought they name was in the clear. Support me, but doubt me at the same time. Like why you rhyming, do something on the side. Just in case, man, I hate that phrase. Like they have a clue what it takes. Shit, I don't either, but I got goals. So for the script, yeah, I play the role. Goes like that shit on the pole. Trying to work away through college when nobody even knows. Yeah, that's just my kind of show. Ain't talking about that pole, talking about this vicious flow. Spitting loud but laying low. I don't know why I rap, but if I'ma do this, then I gotta bring it back. Put the game on lock like I'm holding a key. I ain't trying to be nobody else, just let me be me. Come on with the drama, make sure you.
Yo, yo, what it look like? It's Southside's Ruby Young, Seth Nolan. You rocking with Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lessie Lush, all the way live, and we turned up. It's Friday, get your drink on, and we turned up really live, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Tonight is going to be a hot night. We're going to have your man, Matt Harper, a.k.a. the Rap Bully, a.k.a. my dude, a.k.a. Jesus on the waterbed. He's going to be live in the building, talking to us about upcoming battles, past battles, and talking about what's new in the future of Math Hoffa. You ain't going to want to miss this one. Call in at 347-826-7722. Along with that, we got some new music from some independent artists. We're going to play that live on the show, Hot and Not Fridays. Along with that, big salute to MJ. His birthday was on Thursday yesterday. Shout out to Michael Jackson. Definitely started a trend and definitely created and gave birth to a lot of excellent performers nowadays, man. So big shout out to him. Also, now I just heard in the news they also got, some hand transplants. You can actually transplant people's hands and stuff. But we're going to talk more about that later on in the show. Along with that, big shout out to our sponsors, Game Face, Also, check out yourcitymagazine.com. Our sponsor is Your City Magazine. Log on to www.lushradioonline.org if you didn't get to see, listen to the show live. And also, check out me2k.com and follow us on Twitter, Twitter and Instagram at Lush Radio Online, at me2k, at Hoffa Lover on Instagram and Matt Hoffa on Twitter. Follow that. And if you got any shout-outs, call in at 347-826-7722. This is what we do. You know, shout-out to the DMV worldwide. Also, not too long ago, we was down in D.C. in the DMV with Noriega. Big shout-out to Noriega. He's very dope, definitely cool. Took some pictures with him at Coast to Coast DJs. You know, tour. Big shout-out to Music Maestro. Follow Music Maestro on Instagram, a fellow Coast to Coast DJ. Big shout out to Lil Fat, CEO of Coast to Coast DJs, at Lil Fat C, number 2C. Follow him on Instagram. Lush Radio Online. This is what we do, man. It's going to be turned up tonight, man. Y'all just heard some Jordan Marcel off the No Relations mixtape. Make sure you go to datpiff.com and check that out. Definitely some fire. And you still got more coming from him. DMV, what up? We in here. And I'm going to go ahead and play some more music. I'm going to take it back for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it back for y'all. But some of y'all don't remember, you know, original hip-hop. And because today was such a good day for me, I got to play this song for y'all, all right? So today was a good day. Got my nails done. Nails done was crazy. Shout-out to Only Nails and Addison Rose, our sponsor. They always got the hot nail popping. I'm about to go ahead and play that real quick. Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. Where was you at when you first heard this song? This was always my classic song from Ice Cube. Today Was a Good Day. Ooh, wow. We're going to play Ezra. We're going to come right back. We're also going to play some tributes to Michael Jackson. And you can log on to www.ezraonline.org. We in the building. Matt Hoffman going to be here. Turn up. Break them.
The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the the jammies and kill the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting, took another sip of the potion, hit the three wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out, dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams, didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder, 2 in the morning got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no phone.
Yo, because today was a good day, man, so I had to play that real quick throwback right there. Your man, Ice Cube, today was a good day. Wow. It's going to be a good day because we're going to have my dude, Math Hoff, alive in the building, man, a.k.a. the bully, a.k.a. your man is murdering, body bagging any competition that comes to the pit of the battlefield, man. He's crazy. Hot, taking over the world. I'm so proud of him. You want me live, baby? We're going to talk about past battles, new battles, what's coming up next, what's new for Math Hoffa. We also going to have my man DJ Hustle, our correspondent from out of California, going to be coming on here talking to us about what's going down in Cali. And, you know, when was the, you know, what was you doing when you first heard that song? Today was a good day. I know you memorized every line on that song because I know I did when that first came. But, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. That's Radio Live. We turned up. We're talking to Math Hoffa today. So let me go to the phone lines real quick. I got two callers on the line. What's good, 310? What's popping?
Yo, it's Hustle's in the house.
What's up, Hustle, man? What's popping, my G?
I'm calling about Math Hoffa right now. I got bars. Candy bars, that is. I got Chocodile. I got the whole nine. What's up, Math? We can get in right now. I got cat and crunch,
Hustle.
Nigga. What?
Hustle, shut the hell up, man. Let me see if Hoffa on the line, man. Yo. Yo, Math, you on the line, son?
Yo, what's good, man?
What's good?
What's good?
Popping, man? Yo.
Y'all niggas crazy.
Yo, we got Math Hoffa live in the building, man. You already know what it is, man. This dude that grind harder than most cats I've seen out here. Like, he really's grown in his skills and just being an artist in general. You know what I'm saying? So you got to salute him. You know, we got Math Hoff in the building. Call it at 347-8-7-7-2-2, man. So, Math.
Thank you.
What's
thank
good,
you,
my
bro. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey.
You just on the water, son.
Hey, I said that earlier.
How's Jesus doing right now?
Jesus is laying there right now. Jesus is laying there.
Yeah, I'll say. He's floating to Miami right now from Cuba.
Hey, he said time forward.
Yo. No, you know what, man? Me and Hustle, we was talking offline earlier, right? And he was like,
mm-hmm.
You know, the time for whatever, right? So it's like we was talking about all these different skits. Like, we walk up to people and we like, you just start talking right now. You be like, yo, stop real quick. What's your name, son? Tom Ford. And then the music just coming in like crazy. Like, it was but, you know, it was crazy. Well, that's what we was talking about offline. So, boom. All right. Math Hoffa, you're doing some crazy big things. I done seen you
yes.
murder a lot of people
yes.
out here, right? Okay?
Yes,
your
I'm
body
a blessed this year.
Podcast. You know, this was your year. You dominated. You know, so we're going to talk to you about, you know, first off, what's up? Because there's a new battle that's coming up soon. I want you to go ahead and get that information out first, you know?
Oh, yeah. Summer Madness 3 is going down. Math Hoffa versus Sirius Jones.
Wow.
It's going to be crazy. September 8th. September 8th,
wow.
Be in the building, New York. Stage 48.
Don't sock him, man. Don't sock him in the face like you did the last dude.
I can't promise that. Now he's signed a contract yet.
Get off me,
yet.
Son.
Yo,
get off me, son.
Crazy.
I ain't going to tell you again.
Yo.
Nah.
I was.
I got bars for these niggas.
Yo, No, he got bars, man. But I was watching that cartoon the other night, man, and I was fucking crying like shit because they had the dude that was going up just flapping his arms like he was fucking about to fly or some shit. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, man, I actually rematched him this year. I battled Dose again. So that's on Ron. Go check that out. URL TV,
yeah.
Math Hopper versus Dose, the rematch. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
This time it was nonviolent. It's nonviolent. It's some bars.
Was he shook though? Like when he seen you? Like again? Like was he kind of shook when y'all was in the pit together?
I mean, you know, I'm not gonna say that he was scared. I'm not gonna say anything like that. I mean, but I definitely say he was easy to talk to. He was very easy to talk to when I ran into him.
Yeah, I can imagine. So last time he was like, you know what I'm saying, what's up, Matt? Now he's like, hey, man, plus we can do division now, you know, because coming down, man, you know, it's all good.
Hey,
buddy.
Let's play a round of golf, man. Come on, man. Come on, buddy.
Nah. But he showed with some bars, though. I was impressed, but, you know, it wasn't enough. So we did it for hip-hop. You know what I mean? It was a beautiful thing, you know, and hopefully, you know, he'll continue his career from that. Because if I got any type of fame off of that, he definitely did. So, you know, we both got a way of feeding our family right now. So it's beautiful.
Definitely.
So let me ask you this, man. How many battles do you do over a course of a year?
Well, this year, I think
Jones
is going to be number 9. Kayshawn is going to be number 10. That's at the end of September. I'm going for like 15. I just booked the battle in Trinidad, yo.
Wow.
It's crazy. Word.
Wow. Yo, you've been traveling all over the world, man.
You know, it's been a good year, yo. Touched a lot of spots,
yo.
I was in Miami for like a month and a half. Like, it's been a good year.
Shout
to Miami. I'm coming back, baby.
You got a big smile on your face about that one.
I'm teasing right now.
I know.
Right on, South.
Y'all got to pardon me, though, man. I've been up for like 27 hours, yo. Like, just
no sleep.
Just handling shit. Shit crazy.
You got to do what you got to do, man. If you've been to
all
these
no
places, what's your favorite spot?
My favorite spot?
Don't say Miami.
I gotta say Miami because I spend the most time out there. I gotta say Miami because it's just a different type of environment. You know, everybody got space. You wake up in the morning, you see a palm tree. You don't want to hit nobody. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. I love it. I love it in Miami. I love the weather, all that. The people, all that. I had a great time out there. I ran into a lot of people. Spike Lee, I saw Drake out there. Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Shaq, and, you know, most of them are fans of battle rap, so it was a nice reception for me. It was great.
That's what's up right there.
Word.
If you
have the night that the Heat won the championship, I was out there, they had a big party at our mansion, and they shut down the doors. It was packed, like it was a star-studded event, and I'm outside trying to figure out how to get in because, you know, They know about battle rap down there, but, you know, not every spot gives me that pull. So I'm standing there, I'm looking around like, damn, how the fuck am I get in this spot? Somebody taps me on the shoulder. He's like, yo, I'm Dwayne Wade's brother. You Matt Hopper, right? I'm like, yeah, come party with us, nigga. Back door.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love Miami. You know, you don't run into too much of that in New York, man. I'm not going to lie. You don't catch much of that in New York.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's that Trump card shit. That's that Trump life right there. So you living that
Trump
life,
man.
On a whole nother level right now. This is a whole nother level than back in the day. Now you on a whole nother level. You have did your grind, so people are paying respect to you, man. Everybody watching. Your name came up a lot in a lot of people's names. Everybody's watching Math Hoffa. When you're looking at, when you go to Rap Battle in the dictionary, you see the name Math Hoffa in there. Not just because
he's
my homie, but you see Matt
Hoffman. I'm probably the most mentioned battle rapper, too. Like, most of these battles, somebody brings me up at some point. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like,
definitely.
It's crazy. I appreciate it, though. Like, you know, I work really hard. Like, this battle rap thing, like, I was a battle rapper when it wasn't cool to be a battle rapper. You know what I mean? So I put in a lot of work, man. We built the stage up, you know, Smack, King of the Dot, all other leagues that show support. We built the stage up. And then you got, like, people who don't have careers anymore trying to come back and exploit this shit. So September 8th is going down, man. It's the end of Sirius Jones.
Like, a lot of cats don't understand how much time goes into what goes into practice, man. How much time do you put in your practicing on your craft, bro? Tell the cats that. Like,
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I try to write every day, or at least, you know, keep my mind focused, but I do so many things, like, you know, there's business things that I have to handle, you know what I mean? There's a lot of decisions that I have to make on my own, so I don't get to put as much time, but I feel like throughout the course of this year, I've gotten myself to a point where I can, and I have written battles in like 3 days, like 12 minutes of battle rap in three
right,
days,
right.
And memorize it, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I like to give myself more time, but, you know, it's like a habit for me now. So, like, I'm one of them crunch time MCs, like, coming down to the wire. I probably have a punchline in there that about something that happened a day ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yo, is that a sound effect? What is that? Yo, that's an ambulance.
Nah, that's the sound of the city. That's the sound of the city. I know it sounds like it's right on time. It's probably it's in the stage 48 right now. It's gonna wait for Jones to come out of there, you know, next Sunday.
Yo, let me tell
you. We're gonna make sure we got some ambulances on deck for him, you know.
You know what? I'm not messing with him today.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it can get tough for these geriatric battle rappers.
That ain't even.
What a big day at, son. What a big
day.
Yo, real talk. If you know Bad Papa just as, you know, the battle rapper and everything, like, besides that, knowing him as the homie, the fam, like, he missed his calling too, because he's a comedian. He'll have you dying, crying, laughing. He has you laughing on the battles, but like on a 1-on-1. You'll be tearing
you
laughing
Jones?
At piece of 11. I'm talking about you. You're her.
Oh, okay. I thought you was making a comment on how a nigga runs around with a name like Sirius Jones, and, you know, people know him for jokes.
Oh.
It's like an oxymoron. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm in battle mode, so I'm going to find a way to relate all this shit back to this,
hey,
this goofy
hey,
motherfucker.
He was about to go in on you right now. He's like, are you talking about me? No.
Nah, Captain Crunch.
I will slay you.
Nah, Captain Crunch, too.
Yo.
Captain Crunch, don't fuck with me. You get Captain Punch.
I will battle you, man, but I eat Captain Crunch all the time. Three devils, too. I'm a serial killer, dealer, man.
It's so
right,
good.
So,
it's so good.
Like, Matt, so, like, question. What's the difference between
Math
Hoffa now and
Math
Hoffa from the past? What's the difference?
I mean, throughout the years, I definitely matured. You know, when I first came to battle rap, I came in fresh off the street, so I had a different mentality to it. Like, I was playing the game for real, you know what I mean? I did a lot of bad things to some rappers, and, you know, I had to learn that, you know, there's business and then there's street shit. And when you're doing business, street shit does not come into play unless somebody owes you money or something. But otherwise, you don't bring it into the money, because it scares the money away. People don't want to feel unsafe when they're doing business with you. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, me taking all these battles this year and traveling all over the place is kind of like showing people, like, battle rap doesn't have to be violent. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be what you think it is or what you've seen me do in the past. It's an art form, and, you know, we're lyrically expressing each other, but, you know, it's a battle of wits. Some people show up unarmed, and some people, you know, they got this shit down to a T.
Definitely, and the other thing I was going to talk about is you and T-Rex, man. You and T-Rex, the whole the Dot Mob situation, you know, and NYB, like, y'all stay going at each other back to back all the time.
Yeah, but it's more competition now. Back in the days, it was dangerous. You know what I'm saying? It was dangerous for them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But now it's more of a competitive thing. Like, Rex and I understand what we built. You know what I'm saying? We understand the gift that we have. You know what I mean? So it's not everything that it used to be. I mean, sometimes, you know, people get into shit, but it's not what it used to be. Definitely. We had a nice rematch this year.
The rematch is what I was going to talk about too, man. So I checked it out. You always towering over this dude like a giant. This dude be looking like a mad midget.
I know. I need a chance for some of these niggas, man. I need to just sit down, make it even. Because I feel like people pity them. I feel like people pity them. They see it and they be like, this big guy is yelling at this little guy. Oh, it's not fair. It's not fair. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's some bird niggas that watch the battle, and, you know, all they remember is me punching somebody. You know, everything. Some niggas think they're tough, so they look at it and go, oh, man, I think they're tough. Fuck them.
That is funny.
No, I'm gonna tell you this, though. That battle with T-Rex, the new one that you guys did, you know, one thing I love about you when you battle is that you put on a performance. Like, when you go to see Math Alpha, you come in and see a show. You know,
yeah.
I mean, from the hand gestures to the facial expressions to the cocky smile, like, yeah, son, I just slaughtered your ass. You know, I mean, on this battle, right? Okay, the punchline that had me, I had to say, like, wow. You said they had to book you through the Ouija board. I was like, wow. I said, what?
Yeah,
he threw the Ouija board, right? And then, he told him, he said, dude was the oldest living dinosaur. I was like, wow, son.
It's Dot Mob, man. They the fucking roaches. Niggas don't die, yo. Niggas don't die.
Yo,
yeah, you
can
check that battle out, too. That was on, shout out to Vlad. That was on the Killers League that we started. You know what I mean? That was the first battle event. So we set it off like that. Me and Rex started the URL also, so it was only right that, you know, we did it one more time.
God definitely did it and definitely put on a performance. I was laughing like shit. It was crazy. You know, you always give a performance, I'll be dying laughing. And, you know, Rex was looking crazy, though. You know, you murdered him on that battle right there. That rematch, you murdered him the first time.
Yeah, you seen the spikes
time,
on his shoulders? You see he had the spikes on his shoulders? What the fuck is this nigga doing, yo? This nigga got a fucking two demonic yarmulkes on his shoulders. What the fuck is that? Yeah, yarmulkes got spikes on him, nigga. It's crazy.
Yo, he was looking real. He was looking real crazy though. You battled him, you destroyed him the first time, and you killed him again. And you know, it definitely was an entertaining battle. You know, it was definitely funny. The other one I was talking, the other one that I can say that out of all the battles that I honestly felt like it was like I was watching like a boxing match, was when you was in London.
Shawty Aura.
Shawty Aura.
Shawty Aura.
That was the most, to me personally, off like, because I love British, because I'm African, so I'm always into the British rap. So, like, to see both of y'all go head to head was crazy. I was like, wow. Y'all cast freestyle and did y'all thing. And so, and, you know, the first round with Shawty Horror, you know what I mean? You killed them, to me, personally. The second
round.
Round. Second round, yo. what was up with that second round? You was like, yo, I don't even have to write that shit. You was like, ain't nobody gonna really give a fuck about that.
I mean, you kinda try to explore different levels of disrespect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I feel like Shoddy, you know, I met Shoddy before that. You know, I had conversations with him.
Mm-hmm.
I know how he thinks. I know what he expects, what he looks forward to and all that. And I know that he wanted me to come, like crazy at him. But looking at his other battles, he battled a couple top-tier dudes, one of them, the main one, being Disaster. And Disaster didn't
mm-hmm.
even write for the motherfucker. So my plot was like, okay, he hates that. So second round, I'm going to get cocky on him and be like, yo, fuck it. This round is over, nigga. I gave you like 10 seconds. What you got? I'm not going to lie. He came back with some shit after that. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He came back with some shit. But it still burned him. I know I hit him on the inside. And the whole thing with me in the third round, when I said, knowing your name's Adam, but you've been treated like you don't matter twice. Adam. You know, two Adams make matter, you know, Disaster and not writing for him and me not writing for him. It's like, you know, a whole big play on words and shit.
It was fun.
That was probably the most fun I had in the battle this year.
Yeah, it was. You said you made it. He didn't matter twice. And I was like, wow. I was like, so the first part, right, you killed them. The one punchline, like you said, if our country didn't have your back, then y'all all be speaking German. I was like, what?
I had to say this thing. Because you know what? I realized, like, when I went to Canada,
mm-hmm.
as receptive as they are, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And no matter how much love they show, if there's a dude from the hometown here and he says, you know, Canadians are way better than Americans, they're not going to
mm-hmm.
say, oh, nah, we fuck with math. We're not going to cheer for that. They're going to play into it. So I realized, like, yo, all these away battles that I'm doing, it doesn't matter because most of these motherfuckers are going to try to turn the crowd against me by just saying, well, I'm from here and you're from there, so fuck over there. We from over here, you know what I mean? So I had to let them know, like, yo, if you want to disrespect me or my country, nigga, keep in mind, you talk about my accent or make fun of it, nigga. Y'all niggas would be speaking German if we didn't have your fucking back, so cut it out.
I know, I heard, I was like, yo, I said, you started off with straight energy in the beginning joint, and then you said, you even talked about the, he said he was, I think he was trying to act, you said he was acting like he was hard or something like that, and you said, yo, he said when Arsenal did it first, you said, where was your anger at? You know what I'm saying? I was like that.
But that's my angle. My angle is always going to be the real shit. Like, he threatened one of his homeboys that he battled for bringing up, you know, his uncle who passed away, rest in peace. But then Arsenal came up, he did the same shit, and he was on some quiet shit. So, all right, nigga, what's up with that? Because, you know, everybody gets on stage and they're like, oh, this is Mav Hoffa, I'm going to call him a pussy, I'm going to call him a bitch, and I'm tough because, you know, he beats up people. So I just pull the corny shit out of their shit. Like, okay, ain't nobody ever talking about my dead homies, nigga. What up with that?
Yo, you went in, though. One thing I like about you, you do your research on people. You go, you're like the freaking, like, CIA with that shit. You go, like, a thorough background check on motherfuckers.
Well, I keep my head in the streets, man. I keep my head in the streets, and you know, shit just falls in my lap. Like, I know a lot more than people think I know.
Now, when you went up to him, right, was you asking him, did he feel disrespected? Because it looked like you said, he's like, do you feel disrespected? Is that what you said to him?
Yeah, he's trying to play it off. He's like, no, I'm okay. Yo, I was giggling my ass off the whole fucking night, yo. The whole night, I couldn't stop fucking laughing. Oh, man, that shit was so funny.
You and that smile, man. You was over there smiling, cheesing stuff. But I had to give him on the third round. He did come with some serious shit at the third round. But that was, I could say, out of all the matches that I've seen of you, like, that was the most entertaining one. Like, you always make me laugh when you do your battles because you be murdering cats. But the fact of how lyrical this dude is and how lyrical you are, like, I actually think, like, this is worth, like, I would, this is worth paying money to go see because they really going head to head. You know what I mean? So that was definitely, that was the, I think that, and I honestly felt like, because, you know, when most of the time when you watch your mannerisms when you're battling and stuff, right, you look at the person, to me, I be seeing you, you like, oh, he ain't nothing or whatever. But you ever, I think actually when you went over there with him, I felt like that was like, okay, this is a worthy opponent type shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is, so it was almost like, yeah, I'm game for this shit. So that I saw that in the mannerism of the battle, you know, because most of the time you'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to eat this motherfucker up. Fuck this nigga.
I'm glad you feel like that, because there's a lot of fans, like, over, especially over here in the States, that don't rock with, like, the London battle rappers because they can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Nah, I see, the thing is, I was always into the London shit, like, with because, like, there's this DJ overseas called DJ Aim. Shout out to him. He's one of my DJs that's cool overseas. And I always, because I'm African, and I'm part of African United DJs, so we have DJs from all over the world. So, I always was into the whole London, UK stuff. Like Chipmunk, there's a couple other cats that, you know what I'm saying, in the game. But you got to really listen to what they're saying. Because American people, hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're moving around. Oh, it sounds like American people, you got to listen really hard. But you can hear their lyrics and stuff. I guess you got to get used to it. If you're not used to it, you don't understand what they're saying.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm standing right next to him in a couple times. I ain't going to wait the fuck he just said to me. I was like, what the fuck did he just say? Like, somebody tell me. Like, I want to go talk to him about shit, but I don't know what he said. No, but look, right, you know, like how we got the hood in America, right? Like, some of the people that come from the actual hood of London, their accents is deeper than the ones that's like in the city.
Like in the city parts. So sometimes you ain't going to understand what the hell they're saying. So it's like the same thing. You know, with that.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to talk to you, it definitely looked like it was a fun battle to you. It definitely looked like a fun battle. But I think that was the best that, to me, that's the one that I actually was, I was like, yo, that was worth watching. The other thing I was going to ask you about was Kevin Durant. The whole Kendrick, the rap, when you introduced the whole barcodes thing, right? Which, like you said, once again, battle rap, I don't think the judging is fair sometimes, you know. I mean, I don't see a really a score system like you stated. And, I mean, it does make sense, the barcode standard. You know, I really hope that they really execute that. You know, what you said, basically, barcode. Boston.
But there are a couple of things about the barcode that have to be implemented for it to, like, really work, and that's agreed upon time limits. Like, the time limits have to be even or at least agreed upon, because if you got a dude just spitting 3 minutes and then you got a dude spitting 8 minutes, even if the 3 minutes is better than the eight, you know what I mean? Like, according to the barcode, you have to score those bars. So I think that you got to agree on time limits. You have to agree on for it to work.
Okay.
Well, other than that, I thought the shit up. I put it out there, and everybody was calling me genius. I was like, oh, shit. I need to smoke some more weed. Smoke some more weed. I was high as shit when I thought that up. But it worked out beautifully. Well,
no,
shout out to Kevin Durant. He inspired that.
Definitely shout out to him, you know.
Or for this non-judging battle. Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But
I'm
real talk,
here.
Yo, I'm going to go to the phone line. We got two callers on the line right now. I ain't messing with math right now. If you would like to talk to Math Alpha, right, All you got to do is push the button. We're going to bring you on the line. We got a caller from the 207. You're live in the building with your boy, Mad Poppins. You know what I mean? 207, what it do?
Hey, I'm chilling, man. I'm out here in Maine.
You out in Maine? What's up, man?
Maine, yeah, Maine.
Wow.
I'm chilling, homie.
I'm chilling. Yo, I know you heard of my control. Yo, Math, I know you heard my control, man. I shouted you out in that.
What's your name, bro?
Huh?
What's your name?
My name is Doe, bro.
Doe Muhammad?
Doe.
Yeah, Doe Muhammad. Yeah, that's me, man.
Yeah, man, I heard it, man. I heard it. You've been hunting me down on Twitter. Oh, I know.
Yeah, I've been hunting you down, man. I'm waiting for that follow back, dog. What's up?
Yeah, shout out to Doe Muhammad. You know what I mean? He did a control verse going back to Kendrick Lamar and a lot of other people. You know, he threw the slogan in there. You don't got bars like that. You know what I mean? I was feeling it, so I gave it a retweet. You should have got you like 1,000 clicks.
Yeah, man, I shouted you out, bro. Let me get that follow back. He got me 1,000 views that one night.
All right, cool. You got it for that follow back. All right, bro.
Hey, that's what's up. Good looking, my nigga, man. Out here in Maine, bro. Lewiston, man. Nowhere. Middle of nowhere.
No. That's what's up. We got more callers on the line. Lines is blowing the hell up, yo. You got fans, son. Call up
yeah,
the KC. What it do, baby?
What's good with y'all?
What's good, man? What's popping?
I'm trying to talk to Math. I want to know what Math think about Daylight's action. I know he battled him and he pulled that little stunt laying on the floor, but all his latest antics going against Swave, I don't understand what he think he's going to pull with this one.
I mean, Daylight and Swave, I think people are going to watch that more for what they think might happen or what could happen than the actual bars, and I'm not happy about that. That's my problem with Daylight. People watching his battles, not for bars, but for the antics. You know
for
what
the
I'm
antics.
Like, exactly. It takes, I mean, anybody can get on stage and do something stupid. Like, you know what I mean? It's entertaining for some because they, you know, it's some shit that they never seen in battles before. But at the end of the day, that shit takes away from the actual craft. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree. I'm an old school head myself. I appreciate bars, none of that bullshit.
Yeah, and this motherfucker pulled out a pillow, laid down on the stage and shit. I ain't gonna fight. He caught me off guard. I wasn't even looking. I turned around. Yeah. That nigga was on the floor. I'm like, this dumb nigga. I kicked the nigga's shoes and shit. Try to get the nigga up, man.
See that Pesci thing, that won't cool. I mean, on real talk, that's like automatic swing. That's worth to get spit on.
Yeah, but you can't take it like that. Because it's Daylight. This nigga has a tattoo on his face. Like, his life is
true.
It's fucked. He has to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? What else is he going to do with his life, dog? Like,
true talk.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
What can you do?
That's what's up.
Hey, you got to take it as a compliment, too, because if a nigga feel like he got to do all that extra shit, and he know you just showing up with bars, then that must feel like it's not an even situation for him.
True.
Yo, my dude, tell us your name.
Yo, you see niggas washing my feet in battles? You people out niggas washing my feet in battles. You ain't see that, though.
I watch all the battles. I'm a URL head, and I watch all the underground heads to see who's the next up and coming.
That's what's up, my dude. We got another caller from the 315 live in the building. You're live on Bush Radio. Live with your man, Mad Poppin. What it do, baby?
Hey, what's good?
What's poppin'?
Hey, what up?
Yo. What up?
Oh, shit, this is Mad Poppin'.
Mad Poppin', nigga. What's shaking, nigga?
Oh, shit, this the real man. Oh, shit, yo. Yo.
you was looking for the fake one?
Nah, I just can't believe, like, this is the real motherfucking Brooklyn motherfucking killer, motherfucking, oh, man, yo. Yo, big shout out to Matt, yo. I definitely respect Mad Top, like, as far as, like, bar for bar, like, it's just crazy, like, Like, I don't know. It's just like everybody you fucking killed. Like, you fucking killed Arsenal, fucking killed Shotgun Shug. I thought that was going to be a close one. I really thought that was going to be a close one. But Shug,
oh,
yeah, came. Yeah, like, you know.
It was close, man. That nigga's titties was on me every second.
Yeah, but all that fucking yelling shit, it just didn't compare to that, like that real Brooklyn shit. It's just a bunch of loud yelling. It just didn't compare.
Yeah.
And I'm from Jersey, you know what I'm saying? And you feel me? But I just called and I had a quick question. You know,
yeah.
I was just wondering, are you ever going to battle Sue Surf? Like, I've been waiting a year to see this. I really would love to see you and Sue Surf go at it. Like, after
seeing your
battle with Hitman Holla. Yo, like, honestly, I didn't think, like you had it, like, that. But after seeing your battle with Hitman Holla, like, that battle was crazy. Like, that battle is you know, should have way more views. That shit should have happened on URL. That battle should have been a Summer Madness battle, like,
man,
for real.
It would have been one of the biggest battles of the year. But, you know, things happen the way they happen for a reason. But as far as Surf go, I would love to battle Surf. Matter of fact, like, before I even jumped on this phone call, I just thought up a little shot for him for my Summer Madness 3 battle. Since you want to call me Birdman and shit. I got something for his ass.
Okay. All right.
That's what's up. What's up, man.
You coming out to that Summer Madness 3, right?
I'm definitely going to be in the building. I'm kind of mad that the URL staff hasn't really been promoting this event like they should have been. Like, the shit about to be is like a week away. Like, I haven't even seen a trailer. You know what I'm saying?
The reason why they're doing that is because they're trying to cut down on the crowd because the Stage 48 is not as big as Webster Hall. I think it holds like maybe 300 to 400 less people as Webster Hall. So they don't want the shit to get crazy and it gets shut down like Armageddon. You know, Armageddon had a lot of promotion, you know what I mean? And when it came down for the event to happen, like, it was just too big for the city. Like, there was just too many people on the streets, and I guess the police and the community boards didn't like it. So they're trying to keep it low. I'm not mad at them, you know what I'm saying? They got to do what they do and make sure the shit go down. I definitely don't want to go through another Armageddon situation because that shit was whack.
What? Yo, Matt, the vibes is blowing up retarded. Like, they fighting each other just to talk. Yo, old boy got me laughing like shit. That is, he's like, oh my God, like, oh my God. He said like a thousand times, like, oh my God. Is this the word?
I'm saying, like, you know, the people out there, they love this shit, man. They love it. They love it like I love it. You know what I mean? It's great. That's great. I appreciate everybody, man. Even the haters. I appreciate all of y'all.
Yo, that's what's up. It's another cat live on the line. We got another caller from the 304. What it do, baby? Station A, where you calling from? 304, what it do? Hello?
Oh, hello? What's up?
Yeah, you're live, dude. You're live. Talk to Matt Papa.
What's good, man?
What it is?
Good. Shit, I'm a big fan, bro. Big fan. Love all your battles, bro. Shit. That's crazy. I just saw the tweet on Twitter. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try to call this man. Talk to him for a second.
That's it.
Fucker.
That's it. You got any questions or anything you want to know?
Yeah. You battling Head Ice on the Killers Battle League?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be Killers, but you know, we in negotiations right now for that to go down, I think, for November. You know what
Hell
I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, but I feel like that's long overdue, you know what I mean?
What about Disaster? You ever going to battle Disaster?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. You know, he stunted on me last year. It was supposed to be me and Disaster on Summer Madness 2. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know what I mean? Cortez kind of took care of him for me, so I'm not really trusting him.
Yeah, but this was freestyling, though. I mean, you know what I mean?
Man, don't let that nigga fool you, dog. I mean, he's freestyling all that. But all of that shit is not a freestyle, man.
Oh,
all
I know.
As battle rappers, like, you know, we be around each other. You know, sometimes we practice around each other, and you learn things about people. You know what I mean?
The way
he puts his shit together sounded like freestyle, so
You know, I mean, I'm not down his ability. I know he can freestyle, but I know that all of the shit that people think is freestyle is not. So we'll see what happens, man.
We got another call. Yo, the lines is blowing up. Jesus Christ, don't kill each other, man. It's 512 live in the building with your boy, Matt Popper, man. Make your questions quick. What's good?
I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
You don't want to talk to man? You the only lady that called in.
Hello? No, I'm good. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Just listening?
Right.
Okay, who's this?
Yeah. Good luck on Summer Madness.
Yes, I am. You going to be there?
No, I'm not going to be there. I couldn't make it. Y'all didn't give enough notice. That's the one complaint that I have to make. I usually don't, you know, like to throw stones, but this is not good planning, not at all. You know, I was actually going to get some tickets for my boyfriend and I because it was his birthday a couple of weeks ago, but
okay.
Too late. I mean, y'all, not you, but Smack. And
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I mean, but you got to understand, like, you know, when he puts a lot of promotion into these events, the turnout is so massive that sometimes the city can't handle it, and you know, the venues that we do these things at, sometimes they feel like they can't handle it. They feel like they're understaffed with security. I mean,
that's a valid argument, but I just feel like they didn't really have consideration for those of us who are coming in from out of town. It would have just been nice,
definitely.
To, you know, but it's all good.
Definitely. It's all good. There'll be more. Don't worry. Eventually, you know, we get on track, and you'll probably know about these things months ahead of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Yo, shout out to you and your boyfriend for loving Battle Rap.
Oh, you're welcome.
What state you calling from, man?
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's what's up. Shout out to Texas.
Man. Yeah, man. You already.
Yo. Mad Papa's live in the building, man. Call in 347-826-7722. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play one of Mad Papa's songs real quick, and we're going to come right back with Mad Papa. I see y'all on the line, so we're going to play one of his songs, and we'll be right back with Mad Papa. So get your questions together. Don't sit there wondering, thinking about if he's real Mad Papa. Yes, it's the real Mad Papa on here. All right? Don't think about it.
Now, you know what? You're Lush. Lush. Let's just take the calls, man. Let's talk to him.
All right.
Because I'm not going to have to send you the new shit anyway.
All right. Okay. I just like this song, Nuketown. I can't play Nuketown.
Nuketown, nigga. maybe after, towards the end. Let's talk to the people.
We want to talk to the people. All right, we got another caller. Caller from the 207.
She getting pranked. Nah, man, I called her. She thinks she getting pranked.
Hello?
Hello?
207, the last,
yeah.
The last 4 digits is 4856.
Yo, Matt. You there? What's good?
Hey, yo, man. What's good with Summer Madness tickets, bro?
Yo, as soon as they online, man, I'll post the link. But,
hey,
man, I'm not sure.
You think you can hook us up, man? Out in Maine, bro?
I mean, hit me at madpopperfeatures@gmail.com, and if I can work something out for you, I'll definitely do it. But you, it ain't going to be no freebie. But I'll try to hold you down. I'll try to hold down as much fans as I can because I know it's been a crazy situation with trying to get tickets and all that. So just hit me in that proper features. I'll see what I can work out for you.
Definitely,
and to the lady you called from Texas, I don't know if she's still interested, but, you know, do the same thing.
That's what's up. We got another caller from the 207. Last 4 digits is 4369. You're live on the building.
Yeah.
Matt Papa.
Yeah, it's a position, no participation. I'm just trying to make a difference. I'm coming from this position. You don't understand. I'm just trying to make a difference. I ain't a politician. I don't have no participation. Just got a freestyle just so I can get my name over and out for the fame. I'm just doing my thing. Peace out, man. I'm out.
Peace out, man.
Peace out.
Yo, What?
You wanted to chop some bars. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad.
Oh.
He
kind of
told us who he was, so niggas can look up his shit if they like the freestyle, though, dog. Like, you
bro,
know,
what you think about that?
Know it.
What you think about that, bro? Be honest.
I fuck with it. I fuck with you only out of part of prison. You're not a politician.
It's off my upcoming mixtape, The Neglected. It's some real shit. Some real shit, bro.
Hold on.
This is what happens when people OD right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all.
Yeah, I'm just playing. He really got off the line. I'm just fucking with him.
No, he's still on the line. But
he's
still on
the line. Say something, dog. Why you not talking? You're crazy.
Yeah, he's OD.
No, I'm just playing with you, man. I'm just playing with you. It's all good. I appreciate the bug. What's your name in mixtape?
Yo. Oh, he hung up.
Yo.
Is he still there?
I think he's going. I think he got him shook.
I'm just fucking around, man.
You're not.
Yo, you really called up with a friend, though. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm coming up my new shit. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's going to choose about to hijack my own shit. Crazy.
I had to mute him, man, but, you know, I think he got shook, though. Well, you a good actor, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going back into that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's bad enough, like, regular day life, people don't know when I'm playing with them. Like, they always take me so seriously. Like, it's time I'll be fucking around.
Yeah, I mean, you're a great actor. Speaking of acting on YouTube, You and Cortez did this quick little episode, which I think you should make it into a whole little series on YouTube, honestly, because I was dying laughing. You had a
top ten worst battle bars.
Yeah, top 10 worst battle bars. You guys had me dying, okay, over there. Like, you guys, that needs to be an actual show. Now, the one that was the funniest one was when you, the banana split joint was funny as hell. I was dying at that. When T-Rex.
Oh, yeah, T-Rex joint. Surrogation. And, you know, he just did that shit in another battle, too. I'm like, this nigga's illiterate, dog. This nigga's fucking illiterate. I'm trying to remember what word he fucked up. He fucked up another word. I was like, damn. Like, what type of niggas you hang around? I know you spit me a bar and see your niggas, and they not telling you. Like, hey, dog, that shit is wrong, dog. Don't spit that. You're going along like a moron.
Crazy.
If I get this white guy black eyes, is that segregation? Niggas crazy.
Yo, my motherfucking head hurts.
Yeah, that shit was funny. I had Mr. T come in. You think it's easy.
Yeah.
Learning to read, saw the math problem.
Yo, I said you wrong for that one. Yo, what it was funny. Because the way he said it, so you should have seen his face. Y'all got to go on YouTube and go on math problem.
Yeah, he said it with full confidence.
Yo, dude,
he said it with full confidence, like.
He said it like.
Like, I know this ain't no dumb shit.
He said segregation. With full segregation, son. I went to school and they
told me. Yo, the funny thing is, his man Louis XIII. If you look in the background, he mouths the same words and then looks around for the crowd reaction, smiling. So both the niggas are some dropout ass niggas. Dropouts. Shout out to battle rap.
No.
Making a way for all the dropouts.
Sheesh.
Famous dropouts.
Powerful. crazy. The last one that was funny on that whole skit, y'all got to go watch that. Log on to Math Poppers YouTube. You'll see all kinds of stuff. His music videos, the battles, all kinds of stuff. So log on to that at Hop Lover, Hopper Lover on Instagram. The last joint that was funny was when the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, not Hopper Lover.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. H-O-F-F-A-L-U-I-H. Hallelujah.
Yo,
you just had a T-Rex moment. Rush, you just had a T-Rex moment.
Hallelujah.
Starvation,
nigga.
That's a Y, not a V. I mean, yeah, that's a Y, not a V. She said,
Hallelujah.
You know, you were like 300 of my pictures, and you thought it was Hallelujah the whole time.
You're motherfucking going to not let me live that shit down. And you
fucking.
All right. But the other
thing
is when motherfucking, your boy, Arsenal did the clarinet situation, and then he had the mean mug face, like.
Yeah.
He was like, he's coming through with the clarinet. What was it, Squidward's clarinet or something like that? I was like,
yeah,
wow.
I'm going to start a show. I'm going to start like a show, like some Bill Cosby type shit. Battle rappers say the darndest thing. Some crazy shit
Nah, dead ass, you should do it because, like, really, I was entertained. Like, y'all really needed to do a show. Because besides, on real talk, besides the rap battle and things, like, you got skills acting. You're a good actor. And, you know, you're very funny. So I can really see you writing the whole script and actually doing, like, whether it's a movie or whatever or episodes on it with YouTube. I definitely see it definitely doing numbers. Because, I mean, you're fucking funny. That shit is funny as hell. It's definitely funny as hell. Now, what's in the near future for Mad Papa? Like, you know, what are some things that you're venturing into that you're trying to tap into besides the rap battle situation?
I mean, as battle rap, like, grows, there's a lot of, you know, new markets that open for it, you know, apps, all types of stuff. You know, I'm looking into a lot of things to get my hands into by the next year. I'm thinking about at the end of the year, I'm just going to chill, sit down for a little while, and just focus on a lot of behind-the-scenes shit. So, you know what I mean? That's that. As of now, just September 8th. That's the only thing I see right now, September 8th. Mad Papa versus Sirius Jones.
Mad Papa versus Sirius Jones. Whew. I'm sweating thinking about that shit, man. I'm scared for Sirius, man. I'm really scared for Sirius.
Yeah, man. I don't even know why he's doing it. I don't know. I mean, I know why he's doing it, but it's just not smart.
I mean, he's a cool dude, but, like, he kind of, like, fucked a little bit, but I think he needs attention.
He's corny. He's corny. Let's call it what it is. He's corny.
He shouldn't even be in the battle round, though, honestly. Let's be honest.
Look, keep it real. He's a pea coat and a golf hat nigga. He's a loafer with jeans nigga. You know what I mean? Yes, you know that. And you know that. He's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know who they think Sirius is, but not that serious.
No, but see the thing is, like, when I had met Sirius Jones, I met through another cat a long time ago. And I was like, okay, this dude was, like, actually doing, like, music and stuff. When I seen him in the battle, I was like, what the fuck is you doing here? This is not even your motherfucking forte. What are you doing?
Oh, him
I
doing music?
It. Yeah, him, he was
well,
doing music and stuff. Like,
well,
he was,
the
like,
music,
underground.
The music came from his buzz, I guess, with the music came off of battle, and his deal definitely came off of battle. You know what I mean? I can't put too much weight on his music because while he was signed, they never released none of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was one of those self-authors. He wasn't really doing nothing. I don't understand why he's even battling. I don't understand. He's whack. I've never been impressed with none of the stuff he's done. you know, in regards to the battle realm. So, like, I didn't even understand why that battle was even set.
I can't take no credit
there's
away
no
from him. You know, in the Fight Club days, he was the man. Like, with one minute rounds with a pool table keeping you apart, he was the shit. He had the joke shit that kept everybody entertained. So,
but that's,
you know,
back
he
in the day.
We're
talking about now.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about now. Now you just don't fucking stand a chance.
Come on, man.
It just don't make
sense. This just sounds like a freaking massacre right here. Like, dude set himself up to be ate up, and I don't understand. All you gonna see is freaking
blood. I wonder how much that
cost.
How much it cost to just throw your whole shit away? That's crazy.
I'm telling you this though. You heard it from Lush on Lush Radio Online. If he does go in there, I just feel like it's gonna be the end of his career. I feel like it's gonna be the end of his career. Unless there's a miracle that happens. Out of the blue. And he actually does something, you know what I'm saying, something crazy. But I doubt that's happening. But that's going to be the end of it.
No miracles. No miracles. No miracles. I'm sending Jesus a text message the night before. Yo, you hear this nigga calling you? Don't answer. Don't save him. Word.
Yo, we still got callers on the line. Caller from the 512. What it do, baby? You're live with your man, my
heart. 512. I'm just listening. I've already been on.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, sweetie. That's what's up. So, Matt, I mean, you're doing a lot of things. You're traveling all over the world and stuff. What was your biggest highlight through all this?
My biggest highlight? Lupe Fiasco.
Wow.
Said on Twitter that I'm his favorite battle rapper. And I consider Lupe to be one of the premier lyricists of our time. So that was like a big compliment for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fact that he said, Matt is my favorite battle rapper, fuck you in advance to the haters, that's what really made me fuck with him. Like, yeah, fuck the haters, nigga. Rockin' with Hopper. I love that. You know what I mean? There was a time when battle rappers were frowned upon. Like, you know, we were like jokes to industry rappers. But now we're like praised. You know what I mean? Drake, when I saw Drake in Miami, he told me that he felt like what we do on the stage makes what they do look like child's play. And I had to look at the nigga for a second, like, either this nigga about to ask me for some money or he's like the humblest nigga in the world.
Oh, man. No, but real talk, what y'all do, like, people don't understand all of the energy. Like it takes a lot. It's almost like you're getting ready for a fight, like a boxing match. You got to train.
Yeah.
You got to go over your lyrics. You got to make sure that the punchlines hit. You got to test your lines.
It's on the spot. It's on the spot. On the spot. Like, new material every performance. So it's great, man. I think it's definitely a test of how far you can stretch your mind. You know what I mean? A lot of people. Say it again.
How long does it take you to research the opponent?
I mean, it could take me a week and a half. It could take me a week. It could take me 3 days. There's been battles where I didn't have a first verse till like 3 days before the battle. And on that day, I have all three executed.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Sweet.
It's exclusive.
It does. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, I ain't going to sit here and say, I'm like, hey, more power to you, man. A lot of people can't stand up there. Because, I mean, that's a lot of pressure, too. Because you've been holding the title for a long time. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's a lot of pressure, you being the main dude, and then you got these young cats that want to come in there and they want to, you know, they want to try their hand. And then on top of that, you know, everybody's looking, you know, some people are looking for you to fail. Some people are looking for you to win. It's a lot of pressure, you know?
Yeah.
And How do you get into that zone when you battling? Like,
I mean, but
how
is that different from life? How is that different from life? Like, you know what I mean? You grow up in a household with family members. Sometimes you might have a family member that don't want to see you win. Sometimes you might have people on your block that don't want to see you win. You know what I'm saying? But every day you got to get up and do what you got to do. So, you know, it just depends on what kind of driving force you have. Whether you could block all that shit out, whether it's a factor for you or not. If it's not a factor, then you probably get very far in life. If you could stand up and listen to a motherfucker tell you the most horrible shit that he could think of to say to you, and you know what I mean, just continue your day after that, then you're pretty much good. Like, you got the haters conquered.
Wow. If you weren't battle rapping, if you weren't doing music, what would be your other love?
If I wasn't battle rapping, I was doing music.
If you weren't doing music at all, battle rapping, music, or anything at all, what would be your other love?
What would be my other love?
Yes.
That's a tough question. I mean, aside from my kids, I'd probably be like, I don't know, I'd be LL Cool J or something, man. I love the ladies. I love the ladies.
and I bet the ladies love you too. A lot of them love you.
Oh yeah,
love
yeah,
you,
yeah, they love me. Sometimes they love me real hard. Especially
they
black women,
hard.
They love very hard. Yeah,
they love really hard. Super. I ain't messing
what?
With you today. One thing I love about you, you say you keep a smile on your face, man. You always keep a smile on your face.
You got
to.
Yeah. I mean, I see a lot of shit in life, man. A lot of shit that make me frown or fuck up my face real bad. So, you know what I'm saying? Ain't none of that shit around me right now, so ain't nothing else to do but smile. I know where I've been. I know where I'm going. I see the progress in myself. I'm proud. So I smile. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I've definitely seen you grow as an individual, just knowing you besides, you know, the battle stuff, you know. It's funny, okay, because I'm going to tell you this story. It was funny how I even met him, right? I was going to go see a homie, and I didn't even know. This is back when I was doing the whole battle rapper thing. Oh, I was interviewing all the battle rappers. This was like a couple years ago. And we was in Brooklyn. I was with my cousin. We getting on the elevator. And I've been hearing about Mad Popper this. I did not know I was getting on the elevator with Mad Popper.
Tell him how you thought I was following you when we got on the same floor, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, hold up.
I'm ex-military, right? I'm nicked up. So I'm like, I'm thinking already in the elevator. I'm like, oh, he's first. You know, like any other chick, you see a dude, you're like, oh, he kind of cute. Shorty kind of cute, right? Me and my cousin were like, oh, shorty kind of cute, bomb. We get on the elevator. Then I'm looking at him, he's hitting the same floor, I'm hitting the floor. He's like, yo, you going to this floor? I'm like, yo, hold up. Is this dude watching us? What the fuck is going on? I'm sitting here plotting, like, how am I going to fuck this dude up to get the fuck out of the So we
it's
get,
too late.
So we get on the floor. He's like, yo, you going to be there? I said, how the fuck you know this nigga? We get off the thing. So me and my cousin was kind of like farther away because I'm trying to see how this dude's moving, right? So we get in there, and he said, yo, my dude. I still don't know this is Matt Hoffa, though, all this time. I don't know this is him. We get in there. Shout out to my man, DJ J. Ronan. And we got in the crib. I'm sitting there, and he just had me laughing. I said, this is a funny ass dude. Then I said, yo, I've been trying to holler at this dude, Matt Hoffman, you know, to interview him because people were talking about it. I done interviewed all these other battle rappers, but niggas saying this nigga Hollywood, he like this or whatever, this, that, and the third. So I turned to this dude, right? This dude's like has a big ass smirk and smile. I'm like, fuck this nigga smiling. And DJ Jaron is like,
I was smiling because he was having a moment.
he was
having a moment. I'm like, he's talking about me.
He said, yo, that's right. I said, oh, shit.
Crazy.
So
you had a moment.
I had a moment. I said, I never saw his pictures before. I never seen him before. I just kept hearing about him in the streets. So I was like, yo, I got to interview this dude, but I don't got no link to him. And I'm right there with this dude. I'm like, because I didn't even see him as being Mad Papa. He just was a cool dude. He was funny. He had me down laughing and gave me them hot-ass Cheetos and shit.
But you know what? I think a lot of people have the same feeling that you had that day. Like, they don't know what to expect from me. I think the painting that a lot of battle rappers, unrivaled battle rappers, you know, they kind of paint this whole bully and, you know, petty or whatever. When people meet me, it's just like a pleasant surprise. Like, wow, you know, he's really cool. Like, I mean, I'm still not going for bullshit, but, you know, I'm not threatening. I'm not an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not an asshole.
It's getting out there. More people know. Learn.
No.
I still
come
across fans that be scared to say what's up to me. Like, motherfuckers that walk past me in the street, stare at me and shit. And I'll be like, I know this motherfucker know who I am. I mean, either that or this might be some crazy shit from back in the day. And then I get like a block and I get a tweet. Yo, I just saw Mav Hoffa on the app. I'm like, I'm going to just say something.
No, this is the thing, though. Once again, you are a tall dude. Right? Some people are short and you tower over them. You might intimidate some of these people, okay? On top of that, you're on a whole nother level now. You're like a star to these. You're basically a star. So they're starstruck. When they see you, they're like, yo, what should I say to him? Like, I don't want to say nothing stupid. He don't clown me. Like, I don't know what to do.
Hey, that's just too much thought, man. That's just too much thought. So you got love for a motherfucker, just say what's up. Like 50 said, yo, if you got love for me, don't stare at me, man. I hate to be in the can for clapping one of my fans. Dude. Back in the days, that's how I was. Like, when I first started this whole battle thing, like, I'd be someplace and somebody be standing, and I'd be like, yo, what the fuck is you looking at? And they're like, no, you math. From the Smack DVD, right? And I'll be like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. You know, I feel like a dickhead now. You know what I mean? But I'm used to the shit now. Like, I can almost feel it when somebody's staring at me. And it kind of makes you paranoid, too, because some people will recognize you and try to take a picture of you in a compromising moment. You know what I'm saying? Something
yeah.
Crazy.
Now, that's the other thing I was going to ask you right now that, you know, besides, you know, when it first, the battle rappers first started, you know, it was not that much paparazzi and the craziness. Now that you on a whole nother level, does it get real crazy with the paparazzi and people trying to sneak, trying to, you know, what's the worst
thing? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I remember one day I had a Vibe interview and my man was supposed to come pick me up and the traffic was crazy. And this is like Vibe magazine is doing a story on battle rap. Like, I don't want to fuck this up. So I jump on the train, and I took the A down to, I think, 14th Street. And you know, it'd be high on the train. The train, it's like, sometimes the train is like rocking a baby. So I fell asleep. The lady next to me fell asleep, and the other lady next to me fell asleep. And I woke up, I did the interview. And when by the time the interview was done, there was a picture of me on the internet sleeping on the train.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you saw me. You knew who I was. And you said, fuck it. I'm going to take a picture of this nigga sleeping on the fucking train. So now, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't drive everywhere. If I take the train now, like, I stay awake. I'll be watching motherfuckers. Like, if somebody's sitting in front of me and they got their camera turned a certain way, I get up and I ice grill them, like, because I don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
It's gotten to that point where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm someplace, like in a club or something, and I'm hooked up with a chick or something, like, I gotta look around. Like, I was in Miami dancing with a chick, and I looked around and there was a nigga with his camera phone up pointing right at me. And I'm like,
wow.
What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is kind of crazy. And it made me kind of like, yo, shorty, I calmed down, you know, push your ass off me a little bit. Sure, it don't look too crazy, but you know what I mean? But you can't, it's hard to enjoy yourself when you got that thought in the back of your mind sometimes.
What you know, the thing, though, is like, you're on a whole nother level. Like, before, you didn't have to think about that because this was about what you did. It's your passion, it's your love, this is what you do. But now that you're on the celebrity status, everywhere you're going, it's like you can't even take a piss without them being around now. You know?
Nah, it's not that crazy. It's not, especially in New York. Maybe other places, because outside of New York, when they see me, they act like they seeing Jay-Z. You know what I mean? Like, this is different type of excitement because they know I'm not even supposed to be out wherever they at. And they're like, oh, shit, what the fuck is you doing out here? This is crazy. Oh, my God. And they call family members and all that shit, introduce mothers to me and all that. But in New York, I still get to get away with some shit because, you know, a lot of New York niggas, they're too cool. You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot in New York. Motherfuckers might see Nas walking down the block. So,
yeah, I mean, that's a normal thing. Now, I learned that it was real
when I went in a porn shop and a nigga got hyped in there. I was like, hey, yo, dog.
Wow.
This is not the place for you. This is really not the place. Like, yeah, you have no porn shop etiquette, nigga. Like the rest of us perverts are not even looking each other in the eye, nigga. You walk past somebody in the aisle, you don't give references like, yo, you should get this. This is a good one. Like, nobody does that. And this nigga was like, yo, man, what's the next battle? Oh, I got your mixtape. So I'm like, damn, this nigga's killing me right now. Crazy, nigga. So that was it for me. Like, it's a rap. It's a rap after that. Like, I'll be looking over my shoulder.
Oh, my so, you know, okay, it's two. One is about relationships and one is about balancing the fact that you're traveling all over the world, you're meeting different people, you've advanced to a whole nother level of just a regular battle rapper. How is it hard balancing family life, you know, being that you are a father and the industry?
Say that one more time.
I said, how is it hard for you to balance your balance being a father and the industry at the same time?
I mean, it gets difficult sometimes. It gets difficult sometimes, yeah. But, you know, I don't have to battle. Like, some people go on tours, and they're, like, going for months and shit like that. Like, I might just need a week or something like that. And, you know, I might miss my boys or whatever, but it's never for very long. Like, right now, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? It's not that bad. It might be, you know, my kids might get a, daddy, I'll see you next week, or something like that. They're not going to get, daddy will be back in 6 months. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not there yet.
Yeah, but, I mean, it looks like y'all guys are really close, and you look like a great dad, you know, because definitely a good dude. Like I said, you have great, besides the rapping part, like, if people get to know who you are as a person, you have a great heart, and you're a good person, and I just want to say that it's an honor to have you as a friend and to know you and stuff. Like, Vap Hoffa, they know Matt Hoffa. I know you as the other person, and I think you're a great and wonderful person, and I just see, I'm honestly deep down in my heart so proud of you to just see you grow from where you came from to now, you know, and I see you more at peace in your life, a little bit more at peace than before, and, you know, I'm just really happy for you.
Yeah, but I got to be at peace. I'm happy. Like, I'm thankful. Every day, you know, every day on Twitter, I probably thank God, even though I got atheists that are like, God doesn't have a Twitter, but it's not really about that. It's about showing people that, you know, even when you're pursuing your goals and all that, like, you know, you can keep God in mind. You know what I mean? Like, just reminding people, like, whatever. But, I mean, I'm happy. Because before this, my life was something else. You know what I'm saying?
I was
picking niggas up, selling drugs, doing all types of crazy shit that can land me in jail. Now I don't have to do that, and I'm making good money. So I'm happy. You feel me? I never really had to do that, but it's just the circumstances and the environment that I grew up in those were the options placed before me, and I made my choices. You know what I mean? I have no regrets because I see where it's led me. You know what I mean? Not really led me, but the change that I made in my life, I'm proud of myself. So, you know, it's what it is.
Definitely, definitely. And I ain't going to hold you up too long because I know you got to go out there and get it in, you know, because you're in training mode right now, you know, about
you're
the
Massacre,
Sirius Jones, get ready for the
body
bag.
Yeah, Sirius Jones, September 8th, K-Shawn in Atlanta, September 29th. So if y'all listening, man, you close to Atlanta or you close to New York, come through, man, fuck with your boy.
I just seen something with Cortez. He just did like a freestyle thing or something. He just put something out. I think it was a video. I watched it the other day and stuff. So what's happening with the whole NYB fan? Like, what's going on with that, the whole movement and stuff? What's new with that?
I mean, I'm working on a few things, you know, trying to revive, not really revive the brand, but, like, put it on another level that people haven't seen it yet. And, you know, the team is still there, but it's definitely going to be some changes in the future. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not mad at anybody, but it is what it is.
I feel you. Now, and coming into the future.
Shout out to my nigga Q Ronan.
Okay, going into the near future, right? Okay. Do you see, like, taking, like an apprentice under your wing, like taking a breeding up a newer generation?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like kind of schooling them on the things that they can do to really sustain themselves and really make this a career. But some motherfuckers, they battle like maybe once or twice a year. That's not a career. That's like a hobby. You know what I mean? Most of the people that I'm around now, like, either I've affected them or they affected me to the point that we're battling more frequently. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bonnie Godiva. She's on, like, her fifth, sixth battle for the year, which is unheard of for, like, female battles. It's like, they don't really do that. A lot of them just, you know, wait for these Queen of the Ring battles to go down, and they battle maybe two times a year. So, you know what I mean? Charlie Clips, DNA, like they're moving. Cortez moving. So, you know, it feels good. It feels good that I could help motivate the culture like that too. It's great.
But I mean, you know, you definitely left the impact. Like, regardless, like with what you did in this industry, like, really, you're a history maker. Like,
but,
the funny
thing is, though, I don't feel like I've done enough yet. I still don't feel like I've done enough. Like, I feel like, yeah, definitely, you know, I'm the most mentioned battle rapper in battles, and, you know, I boosted up the speed of battle rap by all the battles that I took this year, and everybody's taking a lot of battle. But I still feel like there's more to do. You know what I mean? Whether it be within these next couple of months or my next battle or whatever, I still feel like there's something I can, like, something more to do to just rearrange this whole shit. Other than creating the barcode and all that, just raising the level for myself, like striving to reach my highest potential. Because some of my opponents are not motivation for me, you know what I mean? So my motivation is like trying to top the best me in my imagination.
Wow.
Feel me?
Yeah, it's like Jay-Z going up against himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel the same way.
That's definitely it. I mean, I see nothing but success in everything. Whatever you touch, whatever you do, I see success in it. I just want to say that I'm honored to have you on the show today. You do got one more caller. I'm gonna let them on and wrap this up. You know,
all right,
but
cool.
You know, but we got one more caller. I'm gonna let him go ahead and go in. Caller from the 213. You're live in the building with your boy, Van Hoffa. What it do, baby?
Yo, Lush was goody.
Yo, who this?
Billy Blast and all that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, what's poppin', son?
Yeah. What's
What's Cali life feeling? What's the Cali life doing for you, man?
Yeah, you know, it's dope. It's dope out here. It's dope out here. I can't even front.
September 8th,
Arthur?
Yes.
Yeah.
September 8th, my G?
September 8th is going down.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one. That's a long-awaited joint right there, man.
Long-awaited. It's actually a rematch. It's a rematch of Battle that nobody never saw.
Yeah, I know. The first joint was at Fight Club and all that.
Yeah.
I was there last year at SM2. We were shooting the clips and all of that, man, in Brooklyn, downtown and all that.
So, you'll be out for this one, of course.
No, I ain't coming out for this one, man. I came out last year, but, yo, I was saying, too, if my nigga, you know what I mean, if my nigga would have got, you know, if he was battling this year, but I just found out y'all was battling, like, when the card came out a couple of days ago. I just found out y'all was battling. That's going to be a dope one, though.
Yeah,
I think that has the potential to be one of the best battles of the night.
It's not the best.
Yeah, true indeed. If not the best. That's going to be a dope battle. That's the one I want to see, man.
Definitely.
But that's your dude right there, Serious Dose, huh?
Yeah. Cool. But see, I know him and Hoffa got history though. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying that's if not the best battle on that card.
Yeah.
Because this is like a rematch that's been away. This is more. I think the Jones and Math rematch supersedes the Math and Mook rematch.
There's a lot more to that. You feel me? I mean, Jones, he definitely got that history, but I don't know. I think that it is bad blood, actual blood between me and Mook, so.
Yeah, true indeed. I think that's going to be the battle of the night, though. I want to see that, man. That's the joint I want to see. Because, you know, in the Fight Club days and all that, there was no cameras and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, they had the cameras. You know why? They probably never put it out because he used the same verses for, like, four battles.
that's gonna be a fucking dope battle.
Yeah.
That's the joint I want to see. I fuck with you though, Hopper. Yo, what's the deal with some joints, man? How you get the tracks over to you? I tried to go through Norbs for a minute, but I don't know the situation with Norbs and all of that.
Me and Norbs, we kind of split ways. Like, that's not my management. You want to reach me?
Yeah.
Hit me at mathhopperfeatures@gmail.com. So you can probably get my number from Lush.
I get your math from Lush, man. It's Billy Blast, man. I mean, we met briefly last year downtown and all that when they were shooting for SM2 and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
He definitely got some heat, though, man. He definitely got some heat. So I'll link that situation up offline, but... y'all get ready for body bags. Y'all ready to get ready for massacres. Y'all get ready with the mops, all that. It's going down. Mass Hoffa versus Serious Jones.
Yep,
you better get ready. Get your tickets.
September
8th.
Summer Madness. Yo, it's dope to see you back on that Summer Madness stage, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is my return. It's my return.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm glad we couldn't do it in Webster.
That's definitely dope.
Word. This is going to be big. It's definitely going to be a moment in hip hop history.
Serious Jones versus Mav Hoffa.
What?
History.
Yo, it's going to be a massacre.
Yeah, no pun intended. I'm going to get your math from Lush. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit you up, man. You know what I mean? Fly some joints in and all that. Where's the mother?
Lush, love you, baby. I got to go, though.
Yeah. I love you too, man. All right, Mad Papa, I love you to death, and go ahead and go get that money and do your thing. I hit you on the flip side, man. But you know, I need you.
Tell Jesus stay wavy.
Tell Jesus is mad at you because I ain't get my Instagram dropped.
You what?
I ain't get my Instagram dropped from somebody. I ain't going to mention no names.
Yeah, Instagram. Lush. What kind of... What kind of picture you want from me, Lush? What kind of picture you want from me? What you asking for right now?
I ain't asking for nothing. I'm asking for my
you
job.
Sure? You
must,
remember you said that. You said, I ain't asking for nothing. All right, cool.
Okay, you know what? I am asking for something. You know what? I'm talking to you
online. Oh, see how I switch up. See how it switches. Wow.
I love
wow.
you too, man. Bye. Go get that money, man. I'll see you later.
All right. Later. Bye-bye.
Yo, later. Bye. Yo, that was your boy, Matt Papa, man. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but love for him. I love Matt Papa. He's definitely a good dude. And, you know, if he wasn't saying, because Matt don't stay on the line with people this long. And stuff, you know, definitely shout out to all of his fans, everybody called in that show, man, love them, good dude, and look out for this fight that's coming up soon. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a massacre. It's going to be a bloodbath. So look for it. Sirius Jones, Matt Hoffa, Sirius Jones, Tom Ford. Big shout out to DJ Hustle that called in earlier out of California. My man, Billy Blast, my man is definitely sending in heat for all of y'all systems, so make sure your system has some kind of, like, protective system or, like, warranty and stuff, because when he's sending that heat, it's crazy, yo. Shout out to Vintage B, shout out to Billy Blast out in California doing his thing, a.k.a. originally from Jersey, representing the Jersey. Shout out to all my cats in Jersey. And this cat sent me some stuff called Dirty Jersey. This song, I'm going to play it too, but Matt Hoffa, man, look out for him. Definitely a good dude. That's my fan. And, you know, respect where respect is. And battle rapping has definitely, you know, changed these years, man. It's definitely changed. It's definitely moved on the up and up, man. And big shout out to all the independent artists that send me their music, man. LushRadioOnline@gmail.com. If you got that heat, you got that fire, send it in for Hot or Not Fridays. I got some music. For Hot or Not Friday. And Billy Blast, I think he's still on the line with us. Are you still on the line?
Yeah,
with
I'm
us,
here.
Billy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
what's
I'm here.
Kid? You know I'm going to fight
what's
you,
good?
Right? You know I'm going to fight
I've been
you.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to fight
yeah,
you.
Got,
right?
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to do that off the air, Lush. We got to do that off the air. I already know.
You know I'm going to fight you, son.
I already know. I got a lot of things in the works for you, though. Word of mother.
You see how Billy Blast treat me? You see how, yo, this is how people treat me, man. I feel hurt, man.
Yo,
Billy Blast,
but no,
you lucky I still love you, man.
I do a lot of things, though, on the low behind the scenes and shit. You know what I'm saying? I be watching. I keep my ear to the concrete because the word on the street, you know what I mean? I see what's going on. Believe me, I'm watching everything. I see you out there,
yo, you
talking and all that, showing a little more. You still got a little bit and all that. You know what I mean?
You say,
yeah. I see you. I said, oh shit. I said, yo, she probably shot and edited this joint and all that by herself. Let me show her what you got, little mama. Yeah, I seen you. I said, oh shit. Yo, if you'd have did a backspin, you'd have killed it. You'd have got 1,300,000 views. You'd have broke down into the backspin. Word is bomb. You did the Michael Jackson.
Yo.
I looked at the joint again. You had your jacket off. I said, she didn't do. Did the little Michael Jackson. Oh, the jacket off and shit. I said, okay, Lush. Okay.
Nah, what we were referring to, people, if you're listening to this, y'all right. Okay, I got a video out on YouTube under Lush Radio Online. If you log on to YouTube, Lush Radio Online, you can check out all the stuff that we got going on. Look out for some footage of Noriega that we got soon, coming up soon. Either be tonight or tomorrow. My daughter, you know what I'm saying, she challenged me. You know how everybody's doing their own version of a song and dancing to it, right? So she wanted to do her own little version. I said, yo, I can choreograph it. And stuff and everything. You know, when my daughter, she said, Mom, you don't got no skills. You can't dance. She said, well, I don't, she said, I don't got no rhythm. I can't, I said, never say you can't do nothing. So she said, oh,
right.
I said, you challenge me? Did she just challenge me?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a search against the blouses, right? So, you know what? When I got my kicks,
I put on my comfortable clothes. I said, yo, all right, I'm about to make this into a real video. I shot it, edited it, Final Cut Pro, did
no.
that shit myself. You know what I mean?
No.
And I was testing out some more of my editing skills, right? Just, you know, for the dance video situation, right? So I sit there, I shot it, I did all this the same day. I didn't practice, I ain't choreographed nothing. I said, yo, can I still freestyle dance a little bit? Can I do something? So I shot the joint, and yo, my daughter, she said, yo, Ma, I got to give you props, man. You all right. You all right, Ma.
Yeah, yo, I'm telling you, for a minute, man, I was watching the joint. I said, I'm watching you dance. All I hear is, I can't stand the rain against my window. I said, oh, shit, she's getting busy. Yeah. I said, she's getting busy.
Yo, my homegirl was watching this. She said, yo, son. She said, yo, son, that looks like, she said, that actually looks like, Missy Elliott and stuff. I said, yo.
Missy Elliott, yeah,
where's
your mama?
I said, yo. I said,
she need to change the music. I can't stand the rain. I said, she need to change the music. That jazz Justin Timberlake was dope, but that I can't stand the rain would have killed it.
Yo, and it would have.
They don't know you used to choreograph for Missy on the low, though. We ain't going to tell nobody else.
Shut up, Billy, man.
We ain't gonna tell nobody else, though.
Yo, shut up, man. What's going on with the producing and everything, man? What's new? What's going on?
You know, we're still moving, rocking and rolling. You know what I mean? We got a real big movement going on the internet right now, machinemasters.com. You know what I'm saying?
That's the Instagram right there, Machine Masters?
Yeah, 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 that's me.
I thought that was some white people.
Nah, that's me. Nah, that's your boy. That's me. Then we got the website, you know what I'm saying? We got the website, machinemasters.com. We got over 10,000 registered subscribers. You know what I mean? The YouTube channel, we got about 10,000 plus YouTube subscribers for machinemasters.com. We got you know, a lot of sponsors, a lot of dope sponsors coming out. We got beat battles. We have beat battles every month. Between the 1st and the 15th is beat battles. We have sample pack Saturdays. Like every Saturday we put out 5 samples, and you know, people in the community, they download the samples and all of that. You know what I mean? And you can
hold on. You need to get my dude Evan Brown out of New York and stuff. He need to be out there at Music Mike Show, my peoples and stuff. You know, they all did, like, they doing super producing and stuff, man. I got to link you up afterwards and stuff. You need to have them as celebrity judges and shit at the joints, huh?
Yeah, but see, right now, what we doing, what it is right now, is it's all offline right now. We're trying to come offline onto a stage. Like, you know, we got one of our big sponsors is I Stand the Producer.
Oh, you talking about Jay Hatch.
Jay Hatch and Rhythm J and all that. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're trying to get to a stage, you know what I mean? Because they're having a beat camp in L.A. out here next month in September. Well, like 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. Like 2 weeks from September 13th to the 15th in L.A., they're having the beat camp. So I'm going to go out there for them. I'm going to go up there 3 days, you know what I mean, to chop it up with Hatch and all of that, you know what I mean, and see what we could do. You know, but they definitely down with us. It's really dope. We're trying to get to a stage. We just ironing all the little kinks out and all of that to see where, you know, like what's most beneficial location wise.
Yo, where my shirt at? I don't even want to hear none of that. Where my shirt at? I see this logo. Where my shirt at, son?
Yeah, I can get you a shirt. That's nothing. You gotta give me an address.
I'm gonna fight
you.
Yo,
but see, the thing is dope though. I mean, it's dope though because I've been working. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I've been working and moving. I've been moving, man. I've been moving. Word is born.
See, let me tell you something about my man, Billy Blass, right? I'm always proud because I've seen a lot of people. Lush Radio has connected. Billy, even though I connected a lot of, like, people that would never talk to, like, a lot of these, like, mainstream people. Lush Radio has connected a lot of people together. We've built relationships with people from all over the world. You know, so like, and I've seen people from their beginning to where they at now.
I done seen from Math to you got Fred the Godson, and many more, even French. You know, a lot of people, I done seen them, you know, grow. And look at them now. You know, even the dude Problem out in California, like, I was one of the cats to interview him before he even started popping. That's my dude. Oh. Like, I done seen a lot of people grow, and I'm really proud of him. Like, even my dude Mike Ho, he's a big-ass fucking director in Cali now. Dude was, you know, just shooting and stuff. Now he done won Grammys and stuff. Like, it's crazy, you know, just by the power of the Internet, how you connect people. Billy Brad,
yeah.
My man out of Jersey, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. He started off with the Vincent Beach, going in, sending fire to people doing major moves, you know. And my man said, yo, I'm about to make this big-ass move to Cali. I said, son, you sure? Man, he went out there, and he making moves. You know what I mean?
Word up, hit the ground running.
He went to Cali, and he turned it up. And look at him now. I mean, he's making moves. And Cali is a hard place to make it out there. Like, you say New York is bad, you know what I mean? But Cali, if you don't know nobody, son, you're just swimming. You're just swimming.
For real.
You're swimming. You better have a contact when you go out to California, son. You know,
you'll be walking down Sunset Boulevard looking at the lights.
And looking stupid.
Hold up. Like, yo, but hey, let's chill out here. I mean, I'm from the era where closed mouth don't get fed. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that, you know, the grind is part of who I am. That's part of my DNA. So, you know, it ain't no reason why I shouldn't, you know what I mean? I shouldn't be doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Period. Something. Whatever it may be, there's no reason why I shouldn't be something. And that goes for anybody that's listening. You know what I mean? Like, yo, a closed mouth don't get fed. The worst thing that somebody could tell you is no. And no is not even, you know, if you program your mind to think this way, like, somebody telling you no, that's not a turn down or a turn away. That just means, you know, try a different angle, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't take no for an answer. I just try to come at a different angle with it then. You know what I mean?
Definitely, like Russell Simmons says, he said, you know, just do you, you know what I mean? If there's not an opportunity for you, create your own opportunity. I wanted to be a VJ, I wanted to be on MTV, all that other stuff. I think a lot of people that call me, you know, I could be up there with Andrew Martinez. Like, they said that, you know, I got, and this is old heads, like, from, you know, the Austin 2, like, I mean, this is legends co-signing me, right? So, like,
yeah.
I started my own lane with this internet radio stuff when nobody was even on it like that. You know what I mean? Now look at it now. Who would have thought internet radio
would
take over
right now? Yeah, you know, Lush. You know, Lush used to be running around in D.C. and Maryland doing the internet radio show from the car, broadcasting live from the clubs. Like, moving around real crazy.
I remember
grinding too, but you know, like, you know, if opportunity don't knock, man, you got to build the door. You know what I'm saying?
You got to build your own brand. And now look at internet radio now, and I done did over 4,000 or more interviews. I done interviewed everybody. I done interviewed Tashina Arnold, French Montana, Fat Joe, Chuck Rock. I mean, I done interviewed legends.
I didn't interview celebrities, actors, and all that stuff. You did your thing out the
gate,
though.
Like, I mean, it was crazy. And, I mean, this year, I was able, like, one of my favorite groups that I love, TLC, I was able to interview T-Boss, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Before she even went on a daytime show, I did the first interview with her. Before she even went on a daytime show. Like, I've built relationships with a lot of people. I was able to do the inaugural ball and do interviews and film that. Like, and my pictures are actually online on Google with Miss USA and Team USA. Like, come on, son. Like, you can do anything you want to do in life as long as you got an idea. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. I done seen so many people grow. Look at Math right now. Like, Math is like on a whole nother level. This dude is a celebrity.
You got people that's like from Drake to Lil Wayne. You got Busta. You got people co-signing this dude. These people that, you know, he looked to as mentors and stuff like that, and they coming back like, yo, son, you're my favorite dude. Like that, like when the Awesome 2 and Busy B and Special Ed said, yo, you, when they co-signed me, yo, that made me feel good. Like, how many people get a co-sign from people you looked up to? It's crazy.
Right.
I've seen a lot of people grow, and I'm proud that I knew them, and I'm glad that they're being successful in their life, and I just want everybody to keep striving for their freaking dream, because nobody can tell you you can't do this shit, honey, because people are making it. You start off with a seed, and then you plant it. Put some water.
Plant it, yeah, keep riding.
And keep riding with that, and, man, eventually you're going to grow a tree, man, and it's going to be fruitful. So keep doing what you do. Lush Radio Online, man. Don't forget, this September is going down on the 8th. We're doing a model search, international model search for tatted up females and tatted up males for the Your City, Inc. magazine. So come through, come down. It's going down in Maryland. You got more information, log on to www.lushradioonline.org, or you can check out the Facebook Lush Radio Online. And you can also check out the Instagram at Lush Radio Online, and you can see all the information about the tattoos. Make sure you got actual art on your body. I don't want to see that stuff that you made a mistake when you was younger and somebody messed up on the tattoo. I don't want to see that crap. I'm talking about art work. You were a canvas, okay? And we want semi-fit, close to athletic fit or cut. Females and males, bring a tank top because we want to display the tattoos and heels. There will be giveaways, raffle prizes, and light snacks. Please don't come there if you have man boobs, okay? I'm sorry. We are not accepting man boobs at the shoot. I mean, I love you, but I don't need to be bringing extra sports bras for nobody to support their titties. But anyway, shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. Also, big shout out, you know, MJ. Shout out to Michael Jackson. Your birthday was yesterday. You were a legend. Oh, I want to ask you, Billy, how you feel about, Justin Timberlake? You know, the whole the VMAs and everything. You know, Justin took it home. I just think this is another dude I've seen grow. Like, he's the only one that did it and was successful at it. Like, he's dominant. He's like a triple threat from acting to singing, to, you know what I'm saying, doing SNL, like the skits. He's hilarious. Like,
Justin is dope. I really didn't see the VMAs. I caught the little joints on the internet, you know what I'm saying, like reading through or whatever, but I didn't even see Justin's performance. What I did see was the Beetlejuice and the Twerker performance. I caught that.
Son, Beetlejuice, son. Nah.
It looked like somebody, no. But see, look. It wasn't even like somebody, they didn't say Beetlejuice three times. They said blurred lines three times. Blurred lines. That nigga just popped up on the stage. You tell me, man. Twerk, my lad, twerk. He was out there looking like a Cornish hen.
Yo, son, I didn't understand that whole situation, though, because she was like, Molly, yo, my daughter, she had me dying laughing. She said, son, she said, Ma, you know the reason why she started acting crazy? Because she knew her career was over. That's why she bugged out. She knew she had to make a drastic change, man. You know what I mean? It was over. She ain't Hannah Montana no more. She ain't innocent Molly Cyrus. So let me go over to the black side. Let me go over to the dark side.
Yeah, but Juicy J, she come out the gate with Juicy J.
That's what I was saying. I was like, where did that come from? I was in shock.
She came out the gate with Juicy J. I could understand if she escalated. You understand what I'm saying? It got to that point. She came out the gate with Juicy J.
I'm like, yo. I said, it's a rap. I said, Molly's on a whole nother platform right now.
Over.
She's coming out with gigantic motherfucking teddy bears on her back, son. And twerking with a piece of flesh on her back. Yo, that's not even an ass. That's a piece of flesh. I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, let me tell you something. Iron and
born backside. Straight up, straight down. Mrs.
Yo. Yo, this is real talk, though. This is a rule. And I'm going to tell y'all, all y'all cats out there, it's sometimes it's okay to twerk, but not everybody can twerk. If you have no ass at all, please.
No, listen. Period. No, listen.
Do not twerk.
Period.
Don't do it.
These are the twerking rules. These are the twerking rules. If somebody smacks your ass and it doesn't have at least a second and a half vibration, don't do it. If your ass don't jiggle at least for a second and a half, don't twerk, period. Leave it. You'll be better off watching it on Vine or something. You know what I'm saying? Leave it. Do that shit in the comfort of your shower. You know what I mean? And don't slip in the shower, because if you pull on your ass, you're going to break your ass bone. You know what I mean? You're going to break the bottom of your spine. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Listen, if you don't have a second and a half jiggle in your ass, don't be out here trying to twerk, man.
Don't do it.
The shit is crazy, though. That twerking spread like the plague.
Yo, it was ridiculous. Oh, and they even got boy bands twerking. I saw the dude Harry from One Direction. Oh, shout out to One Direction for getting booed at the VMAs and Lady Gaga. Y'all heard that? They got booed. Lady Gaga ain't even shocked the crowd. Miley Cyrus took over the show. Lady Gaga was like, damn, no one was even shocked. I didn't even get an astound face or nothing. They didn't even act like she was there.
Yeah, I saw her too. She was like sitting in the crowd. She had some shells on or something, right?
Yes, she should have wore the meat. I think the meat.
I was about to say it was over after the meat. After the meat, it was over.
After the meat, it was a wrap.
What else are you gonna do to top the meat?
Fine. She should have just kept the meat, yo. I don't know. Sorry, Lady Gaga.
You know what would have been funny? If she'd have been on that stage with some meat and somebody would have let some dogs loose in that motherfucker. That shit would have been funny. It'd have tore her ass up.
You are fucking stupid.
Yeah, they'd have tore her ass up trying to get to that. Yeah, I mean, what the fuck she had on? Pepper steak or some shit like that?
I don't know. It was crazy.
She had some shrimp steaks on and shit.
It looked like it was seasoned, too. But, yeah.
Yeah, she was crazy with some Larry's. She had some Larry seasoned sauce for Murray's.
Larry's on there. But, no, the other thing that I was really happy about with the VMAs is the fact that, yo, real talk, Barclay got bread. Like, they really doing it up for Brooklyn. Big shout out to Brooklyn. They really doing it up for Brooklyn. So, and they in Barclays, right? So anyway, you know, they getting money. And I heard the tickets was ridiculous or whatever, but I mean, it was definitely dope. Justin Timberlake did like about 10 songs. I Love Him to Death, but Son did like 10 songs. He did like a whole album.
I heard he bought like the Backstreet Boys out winning two or something like that. I gotta win you that.
No, not the. Come on, son. Don't disrespect the boy band, son. Don't even disrespect the boy band, son. He came out with NSYNC. That was his.
I mean, NSYNC,
man.
Yeah, NSYNC.
Come on, NSYNC.
He only let him do like one record.
They did like two songs or whatever. They still got some dance moves, even they old. You know, the one dude that was always in the back of NSYNC, I always try to figure out why was he in there. Dude had a full beard, and they were supposed to be teenagers, and this dude already looked like he was a father, a grandfather or some shit. I never understood that dude.
Yeah,
that was
they be lying talking about their boys, man. They boy bands. You know, 10 years ago, them niggas was 26.
Nah, y'all know y'all. You know everybody was listening to NSYNC.
They out of sync now. Justin doing his thing.
But big shout out. We out of time. We was running our mouth. And you know, this Friday, turn up, turn your life up. Don't turn down. Live your life. Do what you do. And remember, life may throw you a curveball, but remember, you're always in charge of what direction it goes into. Take charge of the life. Do what you do. Let's Radio Online. Check us out all through the week. If you didn't hear the last show, then you can go ahead and check our archives at www.letsradioonline.org. Also, we'll also be sharing this video. We're going to split it in two parts, and you'll find it on YouTube also. So definitely check us out.
Billy Blast. It was always a blast to have you live in the building. So we're going to chop
no
it up.
No doubt.
My number is still the same. It didn't change, so don't act like you're brand new. Okay?
I'm gonna hit you after the broadcast is over anyway, because I got a few things I want to rap with you about also. That's what it is. You're gonna let you out of here, man. And Newtown, Mass Offer, just because I can. You out of here. Salute. I'm about to go eat me some chicken, man. Hungry. <laughs> Chicken with some beans.
Check out my YouTube video too, and leave some nice comments, man. Well, I'm gonna hurt you. Bye. That's me on live, man. Turn up, Newtown.
Yo, Matt. Matt, what's up, man? What's up? How you been?
Oh, you don't talk to your fans, huh? Stupid niggers. Fucking not even know how to use a headset.
How you been? Who's your next battle? My man Wayne. Oh, your man Pussy. I'm going to fuck you up. You
Pussy, my nigga. Pussy.
If I was dope, I would have kicked you square in your nuts. Like, you would have gotten fucked up so badly. Why you niggers always have to vote for Nuketown?
For me in the God. Yeah, I got my all born hard. I spawn me in the God. Running with my mob and we charging at your squad. Simtex, launch it at the other side. TDM, Nuketown, everybody gotta die. Headshot, headshot. Don't let me catch a helmet in my red dot. Campus to the right of me, campus to the left of me. UAV shooting through the fence, that's the recipe. My specialty, knife work, I'm Rambo. Dudes like I damn bro, what you got, commando? Running out of ammo, switch it to my Python. Ran up on some motherfucker trying to get his sniper on. Valkyrie, Valkyrie, guess they got it out for me. Cause I'm about to be hitting zero from this balcony. Bang, bang, reload, fill them up with peepholes. We don't do the flak jacket, that's against the G code. School bus, brains on the school bus. You suck, you about to lose to get my YouTube views up. Street. Call the dogs, now I'm after something bigger. I'm popping smoke.
Fuck you, nigga. Welcome to Nuketown. Welcome to Nuketown. Welcome to Nuketown.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trappin' ass.
Time for. Time for. Time for.
Coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your head in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it trill, y'all know y'all can fuck around. It's whole time and no time. It's fuck all y'all seasons. It's Bordeaux and Burgundies. Flush out a Riesling when hope.
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night.
Flat too.